Hi everyone, I'm Ritika Fleming, Executive Research Leader at HFS. Welcome to another video cast. Today I have the pleasure of welcoming Abhijit Shroff from Sirocco to chat with us a little bit about interaction data and the dark side of the moon and how do we illuminate that. So Abhijit, I'd love for you to introduce yourself and then let's get into it.
All right, thank you Ritika, and thanks to HFS for the time as well. And hello, everyone. This is Abhijit Shroff. I've been with Sirocco for the last 4.5 years, working on all of our go-to-market initiatives, and I'm responsible for product growth for the company. And kind of happy to kind of share with you what we do, as Ritika mentioned, in the space of interaction data as Sirocco, and how do our customers resonate with it as we go through it, so that we can actually share with you some real-world examples of how this technology is kind of relevant to you as well. So let me now begin with kind of taking a sneak peek. Like all of us have understood interaction data from the construct of how me and you interact with social media sites, be it LinkedIn or Facebook or Twitter, or for that matter, any other SM site on a day-to-day basis, right? We all do have our own, you know, either corporate office time or me time in terms of how we interact with social media sites. So what is it that we do collect at the heart of it? We collect clicks and keystrokes, which is basically how when I interact with an application, be it Outlook, or when I interact with SAP, or when I interact with an Excel sheet per se, and I'm doing, let's say I'm interviewing someone, I'm part of a hire to retire process. Now, when I collect clicks and keystrokes, I'm able to basically capture the gist of how I did that entire process just by looking at clicks and keystrokes. And then this interaction data is extremely valuable. The interaction data footprint, which we leave within enterprises on a day-to-day basis, is 70 times more than what you would leave on a social media site per se, right? So if our team of basically say 2,000 people across my department per se, I would be leaving close to 1 billion interactions per year on a day-to-day basis, right? And that is something which is very valuable, but which is untapped within organizations. This ability to capture this untapped interaction data to kind of make business sense as to how organizations are working, how teams are working, doing either activities or processes, is science, is basically where it requires deep tech. And Sirocco, at the heart of what it does is it applies AI models on top of this interaction data, which is collected by deploying agents on end users' desktops, to basically understand how a team works. And then its AI models demystify those clicks and keystrokes, which are extremely noisy, into something which is tangible, which can be basically understood by business leaders or CXOs to state, hey, this is my finance operations processes. These are my finance operations processes, and this is how much effort my team is manually spending on it, which is what we call as cost to serve. And the ability for them to understand the ways of working, to kind of do one simple task in, say, Georgia versus Washington versus California, in terms of saying somebody is manually raising an invoice, how do these people across different locations work on the same process in potentially the same way or multiple different ways? And what is the cost to serve, which is what is the effort spent by the team member in order to understand how much effort is being spent to basically manually raise an invoice, and then compare and contrast the variations to drive what? To drive their digital transformation initiatives. So can you optimize the process? Can you automate parts of it? Can you suggest ways in which user training can be imparted to various stakeholders to basically drive more efficiency in the process? This is what the value of interaction data means to an enterprise. I just gave you an example of how we would apply it to, you know, problems of operational excellence, but you could also apply it meaningfully well in terms of solving technology problems, in terms of solving what we call as process optimization problems or process reengineering problems. So there are multiple ways in which, you know, interaction data is applicable and valuable for enterprises to different buying centers, be it a CDO, chief digital officer, be it a chief data officer, be it a chief information officer. Interaction data is giving the behavioral aspects of how teams interact with software to drive business operations at scale across a large enterprise, and helps them optimize it. So that's precisely what Sirocco's interaction data foray is all about. Our product is called Scout.
Yeah, you know, that's what's so uniquely interesting about this category of sorts, right, with enterprise software in process intelligence, if we've been tracking it for a few years now, is the world really is your oyster, right? Process optimization, that's great, but that's just the starting point, right? There's so many interesting ways in which you can use interaction data to improve your top line, to serve customers better, to have employees have a much better working experience in their day-to-day job, right? Take out the soul-crushing task-based activities that, you know, this is not how this process should run, right? We hear that so often. So what, you know, what's the most kind of interesting new ways in which this interaction data is starting to be used by your customers?
It all depends on how much context you collect. And that's where the secret sauce lies, the ability to collect more context from those clicks and keystrokes. Now, there are multiple use cases which we have been working with our so many customers. We are basically understanding what are the ways in which they can be these interaction data can be applied to varied use cases. Another use case, which another CXO of a large firm basically gave us, was I have this, you know, mega exercise which we do every year because we keep buying tech and we don't know what part of the tech is being utilized all the time for what purpose. So at the, every year I have a budget to buy software and I also have a budget to retire software and basically generate savings per se. Using the interaction data, you have the ability to collect the most granular bit of information around how your applications are interacted with. You can deploy this at scale across thousands of users to understand what are the application usage patterns, what are the clusters of business or non-business critical applications which are being used. Within those business or non-business critical applications, which are the features which are being used? So you can actually get your entire application metadata usage catalog, which you have no other way of figuring it out rather than apart from interaction data per se, right? And then you get to know and you can make a truly informed decision, a data-backed decision saying, hey, these are the candidates of applications which are potential for sunset versus elimination versus I need to invest in here. Basically, because this is where my data integration is lacking and maybe I can integrate it here. So that's another category of use cases. A third very interesting use case using the same kind of features which I just mentioned above is customers are leveraging interaction data to drive one of the biggest goals for any CIO who is in the business of basically leveraging SAP applications is to drive S/4HANA migration. And that is a journey which is multi-year project and has billions of dollars for large organizations invested in it. How do you get a catalog of all the activities your team are performing with, and how do you ensure that the business continuity is not impacted when you actually decide to migrate or not migrate a set of code pieces per se, right? Which processes do you give priority to when you migrate? How do you ensure that in the S/4HANA world, when you do your fit to template workshops with your teams, you are basically arriving at the right set of use cases or right set of scenarios to ensure that your S/4HANA testing before you roll it out is complete. It is about basically cataloging all of the team's activities. So if you have a day in the life of how a team uses SAP or a week in the life of how a team uses SAP and then map it to what can happen in S/4HANA world, your testing and rollout is all the more complete. And it's not 100%, but it is a lot more than what you were doing before based on conjectures because your actual usage statistics. And then when you deploy it, the biggest question which the business sponsor has is, okay, is this getting adopted? Because you might run two applications parallel, the old world and the new world. So what is plaguing the adoption? How can I accelerate it? What features should I continuously use? Is it actually meeting my business KPIs? Is my cost per invoice lower in the S/4HANA world versus my cost per invoice in the earlier world because of XYZ interventions which I have taken? Can you measure the cost to serve effort for all of these things?
That's interesting because you're getting so closely tied to now very, very large technology transformation programs, right? I just feel like this set of technologies is, you know, due to this benefit of radical transparency, visibility into your operations, it needs to be step one for any transformation program, right? Like whether you're trying to automate something, you're trying to migrate to a new platform, you're trying to rationalize your portfolio, you know, wherever you want to go, you need to first understand where things stand. You need to understand where things stand across different markets, teams, you know, and unearth fact-based insights on what is actual best practice versus assumed, you know, ideal processes that you might design up. So I'm loving the different directions that this is going in. One of the biggest now evolutions that we're seeing with AI-based technologies is obviously Gen AI. So we'd love to hear what Soroko has been cooking up on the Gen AI front. How do you make this stuff easier for enterprises to consume?
In all of the, you know, examples which I gave earlier, in terms of basically helping understand how teams are working, how can you leverage generative models to basically summarize, not just show, hey, here's a step of the process on this application and this screen. Scout is now able to basically document every activity in a human readable, business understandable format akin to a user guide end to end. So that is one thing which we are doing on our product. The second thing is what customers, as you rightly said, everybody is adopting generative AI, right? And rightly so, because if you look at the automation world, what you were automating was human machine interactions. If you look at the Gen AI world, where you are trying to apply prompt engineering, is to basically again move human machine interactions per se, right? Now, CX, CIOs, CDOs, chief digital officers, they are spending billions of dollars in terms of getting, you know, the co-pilot licenses from various customers and injecting it. It has been started as a pilot maybe 18 months ago, and many customers, people are putting in dollars, but they do not know what is the true value of whether they are actually getting the ROI. And that's something which is amiss. So one of the things which Scout's interaction data technology can actually help pinpoint is what is the usage of Gen AI models in different parts of your organization. When you are using, say, ChatGPT from Microsoft or a Salesforce co-pilot, etc., what is it that is being used for? Where is it deployed? What are the ways in which people are using it, in the context of which process it is getting used? How is Copilot actually contributing, more importantly, not contributing, which you think should happen but is not happening, right? So that is a CDO of a very large Fortune 10 firm basically told us, this is one of my major problems in terms of understanding where is my investment dollars going. We are spending, but I'm not able to see the ROI. Can you help us measure this? So these are the early set of use cases. Your interaction data is trying to basically create an impact in helping organizations drive the adoption or de-adoption of co-pilots, and or rather right-size the adoption.
Yeah, that's so interesting, because I hear it all the time. You know, yep, we've turned it on. I don't know who's using Gen AI in our organization, and is it really having an impact? And how do we materially measure this? Also because it's such an emerging set of skills to work with Gen AI, right, in your day-to-day job. What are the best practices? We don't really have them yet. Okay, we are up on time here, but I love this conversation. We talked about disconnection debt that you guys see implementing your product at HFS. We talk about process and culture debt. So I think we're very much in alignment on, you know, we need to throw so much more data at this. I know there's so much more. We can chat about this subject, but if people are curious, please do come, you know, message us on LinkedIn, reach out to myself, Abhijit, to continue this conversation. But thank you so much for watching. Thanks, Abhijit.
Thank you all. Thanks, Ritika.